ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज व्हाट आर द क्वालिटीज ऑफ चैरिटेबल सोल्स एंड हाउ कैन वी बिकम कॉन्स्टेंट चैरिटेबल सोल। This morning we heard Baba's Murli, and we Baba's children are so fortunate that Baba has made us very important persons in the world, and He has made us in a real way the charitable souls. We know in this world there are so many human beings in the world. They are called philanthropists, they are called donors, they are called charitable souls. They give plenty of things to the human beings, like clothes, something to eat, they serve the humanity, they do different kinds of the task. But we Baba's children, such an charitable souls, who not only give to others, we uplift ourselves, we uplift the human beings, we fill them with different kinds of the jewels of knowledge, we give them blessings, and we make them worthy to lead a peaceful and balanced life in the world. I remember people in the world, how they do and what result they get. Long time ago, there was one rich person. He came to us and he belonged to a Lions Club, and he was sharing his experience that they go to different places, especially to slum areas. They give clothes, they give something to eat, they give so many good things to the children to live in a proper way. After 10-15 days, when they go there and check there, they were surprised what the children were doing, what their family members were doing. They were selling all those things and getting money in return of those things and drinking alcohol and other things. They said, what should we do? We want to give them something, but we keep on giving to them, but the result is in reverse way. But we Baba's children understand, with the body we have to serve the soul. We have to uplift them. We have to give them their self-information, the real recognition of themselves, the knowledge, the real knowledge about the self, about the soul, and make them realize that they are the children of Supreme Father. So not only this, Baba also makes us to have the realization power about self and the achievement and the relationship and the benefit we get from Baba. This morning Baba was telling in the Murli that you are such a soul, you are such a soul who serve the humanity, who perform such a task with that task, you get so much power. You become the soul who inculcate the fortune of the righteous action. You get the blessings. You are the one sitting close to Baba. You are the one getting the vibrations of love and peace for self and for others. Now the question arises, why we are not maintaining our stage of charitability or charitable souls? Like this morning Baba was telling, Baba has given one slogan, give happiness to others, take happiness from others. But what the children say? We give happiness to others. We apply half slogan and we don't apply half slogan for self. Do you remember that what Baba said? Who remembers this slogan? You all remember that slogan. Baba says, children say, in an incognito way, we get unhappiness. We get sufferings. And we get feeling of unhappiness. We suffer inside. I was thinking on this, why this happens. Baba was also telling this, you have to remove this consciousness. You have to make yourself free from this consciousness. And now what we have to do, and how can we maintain constant charitable stage? So there are few steps and few ways, if we apply in ourselves, that we can go ahead and we become constant charitable souls. The first step is that there is two ways. One is yes and one is no. One is a positive way and another is negative way. The positive way is that what we have to do and how can we do that? The first step is that we should have the realization about the achievements which we are getting from Baba. The first realization is that Baba has given all kinds of the treasures to us, like happiness, peace, knowledge about self, knowledge about the world, knowledge about Supreme World, a soul, knowledge about Baba, the understanding about the future, the knowledge about the golden age world. So he has given complete knowledge to us. Baba says, I don't even hide little bit with me. I give everything to you. He keeps one thing with himself. You know what thing he keeps with himself? The key of trance. He says, I don't give you that key of trance. If I give that key of trance to the children, children will start playing and playing. They won't understand knowledge and they won't make efforts to get the realization power. And that is why for the sake of my children, for the safety of my children, I keep that key with myself. Otherwise, I want to give that key to the children. But he knows what my children do. And second step, we have to remember the word, that is team. Team is self-transformation. If we make this consciousness that I have to transform myself, And with that consciousness, we are able to inculcate more virtues, more blessings, more powers, and we will become in a real way the philanthropist souls or the charitable souls. So self-transformation, that is to check ourselves. Baba says, keep on checking yourself. Like Brahma Baba, he used to check himself. He used to pay attention on self. He used to look into himself and he was checking. Whatever more efforts I had to make, he was paying more and more attention. So Baba has already explained to us that first step we have to take for self-transformation, that is to check. So there are timings for checking. One is in the morning, one is during the whole day. Check means to pay more attention on self. Look at our accounts of our task. Look at our accounts of walking. Look at our accounts with dealing others. And we have to check our inner account. Baba says, as a businessman, what he does, during the whole day he keep on selling the things. In the night, he checks his account, how much benefit he got, how much profit he got, and how much loss is there, and how he has to fulfill the loss, and how he has to multiply his more benefit. So Baba says that is to check. Checking means to multiply, to get more and more, to clear. And then Baba says, change. And change means we have to change ourselves. If we don't change ourselves, if we keep on giving to others but not changing ourselves, there is no benefit of giving to others. Like Baba was mentioning in one of the Murali, if you tell to other, they will say, look at yourself first. We will listen later. We don't have time. We will find time. Baba says your devotees will also say like that. If you don't make efforts in a proper way, in corporate when your devotees will come, they will say, okay, we will worship our goddess, okay, after 1 week, once a month or once a year, after 6 months, because you have not changed yourself. You have not made efforts in that way, so that is why your devotees are also acting in that way. So Baba says, change means to get more realization. Change means to understand. Change means to keep one step ahead. What Mama was telling, Mama was making efforts. While making efforts, whatever step she was doing, taking, keeping ahead, what she was doing, she was changing herself. She was checking herself. What more I have to make efforts in an efficient way. Then Baba says, the third way is that to inculcate. keep on inculcate and cultivate your pure and positive thoughts. I tell you one story from the Bhakti. Once what happened, there was one king, and there was a peace and happiness in his whole kingdom. People were happy, they were giving respect to the king, they all were leading a very peaceful life. And by the nearby that kingdom, there was another king. There was constant unhappiness. The people were fighting all the time on little matters. The king was so upset, he said, "My neighbor king, he's so happy, and the subject of that kingdom is leading a very peaceful life, and I want to know what is the reason for that." So he sent one messenger from his kingdom to that kingdom and to inquire what is the reason for peace and happiness in that kingdom. So when the messenger went to king and he gave the message, "My king has sent me specially to know about the secrets of happiness in your kingdom." King said, "It is so easy. If you like to get the answer of that question, you have to stay here for at least 6 months. You may get answer within 3 months or 4 months." And he said, "I have a beautiful palace and such a beautiful garden and a beautiful hut is there. You can spend time in that hut, but you will get the answer. There is one tree, beautiful tree, green tree. When this tree will die, you will get answer for that." And the messenger was so much worried. He said, "When this green tree will become dry, and how I will get the answer?" So he stayed there because without getting answer, he cannot go back to his kingdom. So he was waiting and waiting early in the morning, daytime, day and night. He was looking at that tree and saying, "Oh God, let this tree become dry. Let this tree become dry. I get answer and go back to my country." And within 1 or 2 months, the tree started to become dry. And very shortly, the whole tree became dry. And when it became dry, he went to king. He said, "Give me the answer of this question." He said, "There is already the answer of your question. What the people in your country, what they do, they always have bad feelings, bad thinking, bad vibrations, negative vibrations for the king, for the subject, for the people. That is reason they all the time keep on fighting. But in my kingdom, from king to the poor person, each and everyone has loveful feeling. Each and everyone has respect for each and everyone. They have respect for everyone. And that is the reason the people of this kingdom, they are happy, they are loveful, they are cooperative, they are very respectful, and they give love to each and everyone." So Baba always tells us, in the real way, the charity is that is to give love to the humanity, have pure thoughts, have positive thoughts, have the thoughts of upliftment for self and upliftment of others. Like Baba and Mama, they always had such kind of attitude, behavior, action, dealings, and making the children to go ahead in the path of knowledge. So when we have such kind of feelings and actions, dealings and behavior, in a real way we are called the philanthropist, the charitable souls, and we get the blessings automatically, and they are the vibrations of the blessings around us. And second word, the second step, that is self-attention. First was self-transformation. Today I was telling that we have to remember one word, T. That is self-transformation. Second is self-attention. Attention on self. Baba says, as Baba mentioned this morning, we like to give something to others. We keep on giving to others. Baba's children, those who have recognized Baba, since morning till night, we keep on giving and giving. But we also take some time in a reverse way. How we take in a reverse way? Such and such people told me like that. I don't like their behavior. Such and such sister and brother, they give such remarks. These are not good. These remarks, these words, they hurted me a lot. That affected on my state, that affected on my inner state, that affected on my yoga, that affected on my service, my mood is not good, I can't work, I'm not happy. So for this I tell you one story about Mama. Once what happened, there was one sister. She went in front of Mama and she was crying and crying. She was so upset. She said, Mama, I'm totally upset. And she started to cry. Mama said, why you are crying? Why you are upset? She said, yesterday, this senior sister told me like this. I did not do the work in that way, but she said me like that. I don't like. I'm so upset. I didn't sleep whole night. I don't want to work now. How can I do this? Why she said like that? And Mama was listening and listening, smiling and smiling. And Mama said, when she said like that, what you did at that time? I reacted. I gave the answer. I said, why are you telling me like that? Mama smiled again. She said, she told you like this yesterday and the word has gone. And whole day and night since yesterday, you are crying and crying. And how much time you wasted? She said, what should I do, Mama? What should I do? Mama said, how much time you wasted? And what kind of thoughts you had in your mind for her? And how much loss you got? You did not remember Baba. You did not pay attention to yoga. You did not hear the Murli points in a proper way. You did not pay attention in service. You got lot of loss in your life. And Mama said, if she said like that, you are not going to become like that. Whatever you are, you are. Baba knows who are you, what qualities you have. Baba knows, Mama knows, and why you are doing like that. And then Mama made her realize this was not the mistake of the sister who said, this was such a big test in front of you and you did not get the realization and you are failed in this test. Baba sends the test in front of you. Baba wants the children to make perfect, to achieve the stage of perfection, but you children don't have that realization and that is happening. And that sister said, immediately she got the realization and after a few days she went to Mama and she said, Mama, now I understand that was my mistake. So what we do, we don't pay attention on self. Immediately we react. And immediately we keep on expressing ourselves and we don't look at ourselves. So Baba says, you have to pay attention on self. You have to become alert and expert in your efforts. Sometimes Baba always gives the example of a military man. And military man never gives a complaint that I was standing on the border, but the enemy came from other side. I was looking at that side, but enemy entered from other side. How it can be possible? Like when the two persons are doing boxing. So how they do it? They are very expert, they are very alert, they are very careful that in the boxing that the other person should not hit on my head, on my eyes, on my ear. So they are very careful and they use all kinds of the ornaments to keep themselves free from the hit of the boxing. So that is why Baba says, Baba has given you all the powers, all the qualities, all the virtues and all the abilities which we have to pay attention on self. Then comes E. E I missed before that. First E. E is for make ourselves easy. And Baba says, E is meant for equal to Baba. I remember Baba used to tell in the beginning, you have to make others like you. Now what Baba says, you have to make others like Baba. Because if we make others like us, and whatever weaknesses we have, and we will also feel all the weaknesses in them. Baba is full. Baba is ocean of all the qualities. And Baba says that you have to make others like that. And then Baba says, self-empowerment. Self-empowerment means, is empowerment, that is empowerment for self. Baba says, fill yourself with all the qualities. As Baba is giving us so many qualities, every day He keeps on feeding us, He gives us a very healthy, nutritious food. Like nowadays, people are very much conscious of the nutritious food. We should have this food, we should get a boiled food, all the vitamins should not be spoiled. We are very much conscious of the food. And Baba gives us such a healthy food, very nutritious food, and the food is like that, always have intoxication. Always have inner powers. Always we have to create a positive way inside, and with that positive way we have to multiply our all the powers. Otherwise, if we create one negative thought and one negative thought, that also affects on our all the inner powers. That is reason Baba never says, never have that thought, my children cannot do. Baba always say, my children are the one who can perform all kinds of the tasks. They are the one who are the world server. They are the master of the world. They are the stars of the world. They are the hero or hero and heroines of the drama. As Baba has so much faith in us, we have to develop all those faith. And then comes M. M is meant for motivation. Self-motivation. Now the question will arise, why I talk about the word team for self? Baba says, when your souls are filled, full, you automatically get the feeling to give to others, donate the values, the qualities, and go to the people and give to them. So for this, Baba always mention us that you have to make yourself full and get the certificate or get the concentration power and have the satisfaction in your life and make yourself full, then only you are able to give to others. Otherwise, you will keep on feeling that something is missing in our life. We need more, we need more. I give you one story about this. Once what happened, there was one rich man. He had a lot and lot of money in his life and everything in his life. And once he was counting how much money he has, and he counted the money, he had so much money that his future 3 generations can enjoy without earning anything. And after thinking that, he became so upset. He said, I have such a limited money, my only 3 generations can eat. But I want so much money that my 7 generations should eat. And by thinking, he became so upset. And he was becoming weak and upset. And one day he became so upset and sitting alone and sitting in his home. And once one person crossed from that side, holy person crossed from that side, and he asked, what is the reason? You have everything. You have money, you have a happy life, you have nice children, and nothing is missing in your life, and why you are unhappy? He said, I am so unhappy because I have one thought. He said, what is that? He said, I want so much money, more money, so that my 7 generations, without doing any effort, they should eat. He said, so simple, very easy. Why you are worried? I can tell you one yukti. He said, behind your palace, and from that palace, few steps, there is a small hut. In that hut, one simple lady is staying there. And if you give her food tomorrow morning, whole day, 3 times, and you will get the money, so much money for your 7 generations. So simple. In the morning you go there and take a beautiful food on all the food and you will get it. He says, so simple. He says, yes, you try it. And he came back to him home and to him his room, and he was sleeping. But he couldn't sleep. He was thinking, so simple way. Give food to that lady and I will get so much money. Early in the morning, he got up so quickly and got ready and took the food, nice food, and went to see that lady. As soon as he went to that hut, the vibration was so pure, so loveful, so nice. He was so impressed. And that lady was remembering God and pure vibration. He went inside and he told that lady, I brought a food for you. She said, "Why?" He said, "I want to give you." She said, "No, I have food for 7 days. I can't take." He said, "Oh, no, keep it." He said, "No, I can't take it because I have. For today, tomorrow, I have." Then afternoon, he took other things, raw material. He said, "Okay, take this. You can keep this with you and keep for 1 month." And she said, "I can't take it. God has given me everything." Then he tried in the evening, went again, and he took so many other things. He gave money, this and that. She said, "I can't take. I have everything God has given me." And after seeing that, he got that realization, how much happiness, how much peace and blessing she has in her life. She has little bit, very simple. She is so satisfied in her life, and I'm the person who has everything, and I'm unhappy, I'm thinking about future, I'm asking more and more, I'm calculating, I'm not using for self, I'm not giving to the other people. So immediately he got that realization, whatever I have, let me make use of that. So why I told this story? Baba has given us to us so much. If we look into self, Baba has given us so much. If we make use of those virtues and qualities, we can maintain happiness, we can get more blessings, we can lead a balanced life, we can lead a contented life, and we can spread the vibrations of love, peace, blessings to the needy souls. But what consciousness we get? Such and such sisters and brothers, they have so much knowledge. They are in this knowledge from the last 30 years. They have so many qualities we don't have. But Baba never mentioned that you don't have. He has. Baba says, "My all the children have all the qualities." So what we have to do? Make ourselves full. The second step is that we should make efforts for others. We should help the BKs. We should also help the give the vibrations of love and peace to the non-BK, to the nature. And how can we become charitable souls for BK? For BK, Baba says, you should always have the elevated thought for each and every BK. Never say, this and that Brahmin or child cannot change. I remember in one of the Murali Baba mentioned, if you say, this child cannot change, that means you are giving a stamp. Like, I want to go to another country, and if the stamp is there on my passport or visa, no visa, not. So I go try again, again, they check our previous passport, they check our record, the one stamp is there, no visa permitted. So we cannot get it. So Baba says, you Brahmins have such an elevated thought, if it comes in a negative way, that also gives such a stamp. So always have the positive and elevated thought for Baba's children. This is the task of charity. Then another task of the charity for BK, whosoever is close to you, in your family, in the center, close by to you. If we see, because sometimes what happens, Maya can attack any time on any person. We know in the military, even the one who is a powerful warrior, the enemy can attack on the powerful warrior. What we, Baba's children, what get this conscience? Oh, he is a Maharathi. She is a Maharathi. She is such a powerful yogi. And she is affected by Maya. And how Maya affected her. And she, if she cannot do like that, how can we do like that? She is making effort from the last 40 years. Even Maya affected on her, and she is not making good efforts, and she is influenced by Maya, and what will happen to us? Baba says this is the struggle with the Maya. This is the fight with Maya, and those who are powerful, Maya comes in front of them in a powerful way, and we should not be affected with their behavior. We should not be affected in that nature, in that way, and whatever has happened, the task of charity is that if something happened to any Maharathi, a simple, or the ordinary person, our task is to protect them, to help them, to give them more power and keep them near to Baba. So Baba says, instead of asking questions, having this consciousness, what happened, what will happen, Baba says, no, your task is there to make them safe, to give them power, have a prayerful thoughts, and have loveful thoughts and uplift them. And then for non-VK, Baba says what we have to do, the task of charity. Non-VK, spread the power of yoga. Spread the power of light and might. Give them the virtues, as Baba mentions in the Murali. For example, your devotee comes in front of you and he is asking for peace and you are giving them bliss or love, whether he will accept it or not. For example, a person comes in front of you, he is asking for water, he wants water. And instead of water, we are giving them milk, we are giving them tea. You will say, no, I want water. And we are giving them milk, tea, coffee, another drink. He says, no, please give me water first. So what they want, if you give them milk, tea, and they won't be satisfied unless they get water. So that is why Baba says, the charity means at the right time, right place, and right person, and whatever they want, we have to give accordingly, not to in our own way. Like once what happened, there was an earthquake and people were dying. So many clothes and things were given. They needed that were given. But what they asked, what they wanted, money is given, clothes are given, everything is given. And after that they ask, we need inner strength. We need something to maintain ourselves. Our sisters and brothers, they went to different places, they conducted meditation courses, they gave them love, they gave them inner strength. And then only they were able to sustain themselves, otherwise they were dying, they were hurting, they got the inferiority complex, they became so unhappy. So what they needed spiritual support. So our real charity is that we have to give them spiritual support. Spiritual support is very much needed for BK, non-BK, even the rich person, even the poor person, even the strong person, even the simple person, the children, they all need the spiritual support. And then only we can give when we have so much in ourselves. Once what happened, there was one bhakti, devotee. And he was doing lot of bhakti, and once his God came in front of him, and he said, "I want to give you three blessings. You can ask three blessings." He said, "Okay." And one blessing he asked, "Give food to the poor people, for the human being." And another blessing he asked, "For the people in the world, they should live in a peaceful way, and they should get this and that." And the third blessing, God said, "No, you have asked two blessings for other, but the third one I'm not going to give you for others. You have to ask for yourself." He said, "I don't want anything." He said, "No, this third one is for you." He said, "No." He said, "No, otherwise this third blessing I'm not going to give." He said, "Okay, ask for yourself." He said, "He gave me the such power, such thing, such quality. I keep on distributing. He said, "Again distributing. You are not asking for self. You want everything for distribution." He said, "If I distribute, if I give love, if I give peace, I will automatically get. Give me such thing, I keep on distributing." He said, "This is the reality which I wanted to give you. You ask for others, even for not self, that is for others, you will automatically fill with all this quality and will keep on distributing." So Baba says, you are the real charitable souls. Your task is to distribute, to give, no expectation. Like Brahma Baba, he was keep on giving and giving. He never expected the return of his giving. He never said, "I'm giving this knowledge, they will help me. I'm giving this to the children, they will do this for me." Like in this Lokic world, what the parents do? They do little bit task, they have this expectation, my children will do for me. If the children don't do anything, they say, "What they have done for us. I did this for him, I did this for him, I rented money, I rented house for my children. My children are so much spoiled, they are not giving any return of that." So they are unhappy. So Baba says, those who are the real charitable souls, they won't have any complaint for self, for others, no complaint for any incident, and no complaint for any happening, no complaint for any human being. Real charitable souls, they won't have any expectation, like expectation of they should give love to me, they should respect me, they should understand the services of mine, and they should know what I am doing, and they should give me praise. And Baba says, if you ask, if you have that expectation, that means you are eating the raw fruit. You remember that point from the Murli? Once Baba said, some children, they are very much conscious of eating raw fruit. The fruit is there, they go and pluck the raw fruit, and when they eat it, they get stomachache and they get upset, and then they go to the doctor, take medicine. So if we have the expectation in our life, that means we want the result of our action, the result of our services in the name of name and fame, love and respect, and they should keep us in front. Baba says, you are getting the result of your services here, and there is no inculcation, that won't be inculcated for future. You got the result now, and that is also temporary, and you are unhappy in your life. So no expectation, no complaint, and then no, they will be satisfied in their life. They won't have that feeling that we won't have this, how can I make efforts, my efforts are less, and I want to do this, and how can I do this. So they won't have that complaint. So Baba says they will be free from complaint. Like one of the Murali Baba was saying, that my children, they become advocate. You know how, what kind of the advocate? Oh, we should do like this, this should be in that way. They make so many, no? Advocate means solicitors. They make the case so big. They keep on telling the things in such a big way, like this morning Baba was telling in the Murali. Some children, their nature is that to tell in a short, to the essence. And some are the one, they make a big, big stories. And when they make a big, big stories, they are away from the originality. Like in bhakti, they made so many scriptures, so many stories. And where is the reality? They don't know about the reality. That is why Baba says, those who are the charitable souls, they won't have complaint, they won't have expectation, they won't have the feeling of getting the return of their task. Rather, they will be such a sufficient soul, they will keep on giving at the time of need. And some children are there, they also give, but they don't give at the time of need. They keep on collecting and they keep on hiding. They keep on counting their accounts. I have this much and how can I give this much? I tell you one story about Indian scriptures. You know, there was King Karan. There were Kaurav and Pandav. And Krishna was with Pandava. And Pandavas have Krishna. And Kaurava, they were because So, you know, Kaurav about Devara had so many evil things, like bad things. So, but there was one King Karan. He was Kaurav's side. But his specialty was that he was very big philanthropist and he was very big donor. And Krishna used to praise his task, the task of donning, giving of King Karan and Pandava, Arjun, and he became jealous and he said, why? Krishna, you are always with us, you are always helping us, but why you do lot of praise of that King Karan? He said, whatever the reality is there, whatever the virtue is there, I have to tell you the truth. But he did not believe, he did not understand. He said, you are doing partiality. He said, okay, I will let you know one day. So one day Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna changes form in the form of a, like one bhakta, Brahmin. And he went in front of, and there was a lot of rain. And he went in front of King Karan. He went in front of other donors. And he asked, today I want to do such a big, beautiful yagya, sacrificial fire. I want to organize that. But I want sandalwood for that, the stick of sandalwood. And wherever he went to the people, they were saying, you can't you see? today so much rain, and how can we give you? We have to go out from our home, and we don't have the stick of sandalwood here. And how you are asking? You should not ask at this time. This is lot of rain, and how can we give you? And at last he went in front of, in the palace of King Karan. There was a lot of rain. And he said, I want to do that sacrificial yagya. I want sticks from sandalwood. And he said, yes, sit down. He said, there is a lot of rain, and how can you give me? Krishna said. He said, no, when you have come to my home, my duty is to give whether I have or not, but I will give you. Krishna said, you can't give, and how you are promising that you can give? He said, I will give you. Sit down. And Krishna, he was in the form of Brahmin and devotee, so he said, immediately he had a very good hut of sandalwood sticks. Immediately he put the arrow there, he took all the sticks from there, immediately he gave to him. And after taking that, Krishna made realize Pandava. He said, there is the importance of the time and importance of the need. If you don't help at that time, at the time of need, if you help later, the fruit becomes less. For example, there is a child, he is sick. Immediately he has to be taken, given injection or medicine. And we'll say, okay, we'll give after 5 minutes. And what will happen after 5 minutes? He will become more sick. If we take action at that time, his life can be saved. For example, there is some problem going on. We need at that time. We'll say, okay, we'll help you later. For this, Brahma Baba used to tell in the beginning of the yagya, there were some children, they helped, they gave little bit, even 1 rupee, 10 rupee, and at that time 1 rupee and 10 rupee were equal to hundreds and thousands. They gave at the time of need, so their future was multiplied. Like Baba always mentions in the Murli, that those who make efforts according to the time, their future, their fortune is automatically multiplied. For example, we have to give exam, and at the time of exam we don't give. We give exam after 1 year later, there is no use. We have to give at the time. So Baba says, you children, if you want to become the real charitable souls, you have to become very careful about your times and efforts according to the time and the task of giving at the need and the giving of virtues. You have to give to the needy souls. Baba always mentioned, you have plenty of jewels with you and you keep on distributing. And people don't know what is that. And you are throwing the jewels and they don't have the value. You have to give those jewels those who need in a real way. So we can maintain our stage of the charitable souls. That is, the first step is that to inculcate for self. Second step is that to transform ourselves. Third step is that we have to become equal to Baba as Baba performed each and every task with love. With this consciousness, I have to give to my children no expectations. And then another step is that to motivate ourselves. And for this, Baba says, the important role is for the charitable soul is that to be very, very careful about the time. Like some children, they help in yagya. When we are going to have such a big task, they help in yagya. They say, okay, we will give later. But at that time we want, they will say, we will give later. But those who give at the time of need, their future fortune is multiplied. And then charitable souls will have all the time pure thoughts, loveful thoughts, powerful thoughts, and their nature will be to keep on giving and uplift others. They won't have any expectation in life. They automatically get blessings. Their life is full of blessings. The fountain of blessings is always on their head. They are close to Baba. Each task of service is automatically done. There is success, there is happiness, and there is unity, and they lead a peaceful and happy life. Their intellect, the line of their mind is completely clear. And they lead a very satisfied life, and they are contented in their life. Om Shanti.